For more on this, we're being joined by the editor of the Pan-African Newswire, Abayomi Azakiwe, via Skype from Detroit. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Azakiwe. Now, the numbers really hone in the human costs of France's war in Mali now, doesn't it? What do you make of it?
It's a very serious revelation that has come out in this United Nations Children's Fund report. It indicates altogether that some 1.2 million people have been impacted by the fighting in Mali, which is the direct result of the Pentagon and NATO's bombing of Libya in 2011. Of course, this fueled the historic conflicts that have taken place between the Tuareg in northern Mali and the central government based in the south of the country in Bamako. Specifically in regard to this United Nations report, it indicates that it's very difficult for the United Nations humanitarian organizations to carry out their work inside the country due to the increased militarized situation that exists on the ground. They're trying to open up a corridor between Niamey, which is located in Niger, and the northern Malian areas that are most severely affected. And of course, this is extremely difficult with ordinances being dropped, with ground forces operating from France, as well as the Malian military and their allies from numerous countries throughout West Africa. This is a situation in which people are in desperate need of food. And as a result of this, school children are the most severely impacted by the crisis. I think this report is an important contribution so people in the international community can actually see what the impact of France's intervention and also the intervention that took place in 2011 in regard to the situation in Libya.
Indeed. Now, also, what is interesting is that UNICEF's report says 200,000 children have been left without education. Access to schools, that is. And it's not just limited to the north of the country. It's also happening in the south. This is the whole of Mali being embroiled in a catastrophe, as many have pointed out. And under this media blackout by the French forces, it does beg the question, what is actually going on down there?
Well, even the French Defense Ministry has announced that hundreds of people have been killed just in the last several weeks in fighting inside of Mali. It also indicates that there are gross human rights violations that are taking place inside the country. Most of these violations are being attributed to the Malian military, but it's obvious that the bombs that are being dropped on the various cities inside of northern Mali, as well as the bombing of the Ifugas mountainous regions in the north on the border with Algeria, have resulted in dislocation as well as large-scale casualties. So it indicates that despite the fact that France and their supporters within the United States and NATO, who are saying that the intervention on January the 11th was designed to stabilize the situation inside the country, has actually worsened the humanitarian crisis inside of Mali. There are over 500,000 refugees who have been displaced. Also, there's been a number of those 500 people have been displaced internally inside the country. So it's a very serious crisis, and it needs to be exposed for people all around the world to actually see the impact of what France and the other countries are actually doing inside of Mali.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. That was the editor of Pan-African Newswire, Abayomi Azakiwe, there joining us via Skype from Detroit. Mr. Azakiwe, many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV.